For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis. A decision by the government of an African nation is having a big impact on U.S. families trying to bring home adopted children, including at least 20 families in Kentucky. Citing concerns about the health and well-being of previously adopted children, the Democratic Republic of Congo, or DRC, canceled the exit permits needed by adopted children to leave the country. Bethany Meacham of Louisville is one of the mothers caught in limbo due to that decision that was made in September. Bethany and her husband John decided to look into adoption after a miscarriage made them think they might not be able to have a child naturally. Bethany has since given birth to two children, now ages 4 and 1. But after learning about the conditions of orphans in the DRC and after doing further research, the Meachams decided to adopt a son from that country.
So we started the paperwork process to adopt from there 3.5 years ago before we had ever stepped foot in Congo. Since then, my husband was able to go last November to the Congo for the first time and meet our son, who was legally adopted and was ours at that point. His orphanage had actually just burned down. So my husband, John, went over to take supplies to the orphanage and to get to meet him for the first time.
The Meachams named their son Malachi, and he became their legally adopted son last July. But the Meachams' hopes of bringing their son to Kentucky were derailed when the Congolese government announced it was halting the issuing of exit visas for foreign adoptions. Since then, Bethany Meacham says she has had to be content with getting just bits and pieces of information about the son that she's never really gotten to know.
We get pictures and updates on him occasionally, maybe once a month or once every other month. But he was not even 2 when we started the process to adopt him. By the time he was legally ours, he was like 2.5.
I understand that you're one of about, I think, about 20 Kentucky families that's hoping to get their adopted children out of the DRC. Have you had any contact with any of those other Kentucky families that are in a similar situation as you?
Yes, actually, we are good friends with several of the families. There are several families in Louisville that we get to see on a fairly regular basis. And there's also a Facebook group that we've kind of tried to connect with one another just to support each other and pray for one another. And we also share information and updates as much as we can on the advocacy efforts and how we can be helping spread the word for our friends and family to help us advocate.
Bethany says many of the estimated 350 U.S. families waiting to bring adopted children home from the Democratic Republic of Congo have formed a support network, with social media playing a major role in spreading the latest news, as well as providing a way to encourage others experiencing the same stress.
A couple of the Louisville families were able to get together and have our current children in our home play together, and we look forward to the day that all of our children will be home and we can all have play dates and play together.
Kentucky Senator Mitch McConnell met last week with the DRC's U.S. ambassador, urging a quick resolution that allows adopted children to join their new families in America. U.S. families waiting on their adopted children to arrive from the DRC are taking part in a day of advocacy Wednesday, as they and their supporters plan to call the White House and ask President Obama to intervene on their behalf. Despite the ongoing 3.5-year process to adopt Malachi and bring him to the Bluegrass State, Bethany Meacham says she doesn't regret the decision to adopt from overseas. Her advice to those interested in adopting a child from another country: do all the research you can about the countries involved, their laws regarding international adoption, and the agencies that will help facilitate the process.
Also be prepared that it's going to be hard. There's really no easy way to adopt, I don't think domestically or internationally, but it's completely worth it. The children are worth it. And if you don't do it, who's going to?
For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis.